This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Atlanta Hawks return to action tonight. They will face the Orlando Magic at home. So they are 19-14 in Eastern Conference games and second in the league in the assist category. So averaging just over 29 assists per game. So, of course, Trae Young leading the Hawks in that category with 11.5 assists per game.
It's going to be important over the next couple of weeks to get a really good start in terms of the Hawks. And we'll have Steve Holman on later to be able to chop it up with him, talk to him about it, and kind of get the feel for what this stretch run looks like. But remember, guys, this is a team. You go back a month ago, this is a team that played one home game like in the stretch of 4 weeks. So the good news about that is now it's time to kind of pay the piper a little bit. Now you got a good stretch of home games coming up and you're home game heavy for the last, let's call it, third of the season here. It ought to be exciting to watch. I'm looking forward to the future of this team. Whatever happens for the next 30 games, whatever it is, I'm looking forward to seeing how this team kind of develops under Quinn Snyder and what they can kind of build on moving forward.
Yeah, the first four games, pretty important coming out of the All-Star break. They take on teams that are either directly above or below them in Eastern Conference standings. So, again, the Magic are seventh in the East, and they are a half game ahead of the Hawks right now in those standings.
Yeah, it's extremely important, as you said. This is, Mike, you said that the next 30 games you're really excited about, and because what I guess my thing is I wouldn't be excited. I would not be sitting here with excitement if they had not made any moves at the deadline. And everyone was upset about the deadline moves that they were salary dumping and they were giving up. But after the trades, they were what, 3-1? And it kind of breathed life into this team because you've got guys that can do multitude of things that were immediately contributing to wins. And I know DeAndre Hunter's having a career year, but I don't know if they're 3-1 in that stretch with DeAndre Hunter on the team and Bogey basically just filling a roster spot not even playing. And when he did play, he was pretty brutal.
Yeah, he was. And to be curious, granted, it'd be interesting to see too what moves there are moving forward. You know, remember the Hawks are still shy of roster spot. I believe they only have 14 players right now. I don't think there's anything imminent coming down the pipe, but they have a few two-way players, a couple other G League guys, that'll be talked about in that kind of role. So we'll see, man. But three straight home games to start this quote-unquote, we'll call it second half, and we'll see what happens. But I'm with you. It goes back to just give me something different, man. I don't want to see the same chapter, the same story over and over again and just hope for better. Give me something different. See if we can develop and get those guys healthy towards the end of the year and into next year, and let's see what we got.
So, again, you got the Orlando Magic tonight, and then you've got Sunday, you're against the Pistons, Monday against the Heat, Wednesday, you're at the Heat.
And the Pistons are
at Miami.
The Pistons are the team that's sitting in the sixth spot Vince Wilfork's trying to talk on my computer. Calm down, Vince Wilfork. It's not time for a Tums commercial.
What's he talking about? Oh, Tums?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was Vince Wilfork. He's lost weight.
Yeah.
I literally looked at it and I go, damn, has Nate McMillan gained weight? But it was Vince Wilfork. Anyways, so Detroit is sitting in that sixth seed, and they are three games ahead of you right now. So if you, to your point, Tiff, where you talked about the stretch and how important it is, go beat Orlando, like you said, a half a game. Go gain a gain on Detroit. You never know. You could end up in the sixth seed, and you won't have to deal with the play-in. And even then, that is what we've talked about, is you've been in a play-in game purgatory. Get out of that, and then you have, what, I think $45 million or something to play with in the offseason. That is the way you head towards the future.
Woo! I love it, man.
And you sound very optimistic.
Well,
sound chipper. You sound like you have a pep in your step talking about this team, at least right now.
Yes, because they showed that they weren't willing to stand pat and stay with something that wasn't working. And it wasn't working with DeAndre Hunter here, whether you guys like it or not, his career year. And Jalen was out, and so you were either just going to lose games and stick with DeAndre Hunter and then have to pay him more money next year to probably not get as much, or make a move, free up money, and maybe you got a couple of and there's a couple of these guys that are going to be here next year. Like Terrence Mann is going to be here next year. I think Niang is going to be here next year. Now Calvert is not, but maybe you sign him to a reasonable deal and you have him, and then you can go sign someone else to add with Jalen when he comes back. So yeah, to your point, I am a little bit optimistic.
Yeah, I think Tiff. Also, what you're seeing is that's a man who's got his truck loaded down, ready to head to Atlanta Motor Speedway. That's what we've seen. That's the chipperness.
I think the world is telling me something.
He's got a bunch of New Realm beer in the back of his car, and he's ready to head south.
Yeah, I got to tell you about that.
you got stories?
My boy Chaz hooked me up yesterday, but I might need to get some Tums now because, you know, beer, vodka.
Now you just got to hit up Vince. Vince!
Meat on top of fire.
Just get the mint ones. The mint ones
Vince,
are
where, I need some Tums.
I think there's like peppermint.
I'm going to ask Vince if they got those. Anybody got Will Force number?
We'll see what we can do during the break.
Hit me up some Tums.
Not me.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.